is Sparkle's November questionnaire. Number one. If the last text you sent was the title of your autobiography, what is it called? Are you part of the Brotherhood thing in the game? It's about, Skyrim? I'm not even sure if that's in Skyrim. I know it was in Oblivion, you know, the, like, whatever they call the, like, thiefy people? Yeah. Number two. What is a physical feature you get complimented on the most? People don't really compliment a feature. They're just kind of like, if they're being nice, just kind of like say something general, but legs usually, I guess. What is the physical feature you notice first on another person? I don't usually, like, notice the way other people look. My, like, just kind of, mind kind of blurs me out. But, so, like, all of it, unless they have something that's, like, heaps different and interesting, and it's like, ooh. What is a physical feature you like the most about yourself? Too attached! Three. Describe qualities you look for in an ideal partner. None at all. Seriously, if they're, like, you know, just mean about people for no reason, like, just because they, like, the way that they look, or, you know, just something silly like that, like, nothing makes someone more, like, unattractive than when they say something like that, and you're just like, gross. Also, they need, like, a buttload of patience. Yeah. Number four. What celebrity do people say you look like? Usually the Veronicas or, like, old ladies are like, oh, you look like Audrey Hepburn. Probably because we're both tiny. What about a celebrity that you sound like? I don't usually get told that, except for by you guys that I look like, that I sound like Kat Valentine. Okay, number five. What is something people normally wouldn't guess about you? You can't say GWA. Is this, like, people that you know, or just random people? Because if it's random people, it would probably be the amount that I can eat, because I'm small, but I'll eat a shizload. Yeah, that's probably it. What is your favorite thing about the month of November? Probably that it's getting, like, you know, it gets warmer now, which is good, except for it's when all the, like, wasps and snakes and bugs and stuff come out. And, like, oh, except, I don't know if this starts in November or December, but we have, like, Christmas beetles that come around the end of the year, and they're, like, they're these little beetles, and they're, like, metallic Christmas colored. They're so cool. They're just flying everything, though. Like, number seven. What's something you wish you could say to someone but don't have the guts to? Don't worry, what happens on GWA stays on GWA. Winky face. You're a butthead! Moving on. Eight. Tell me a funny story that happened to you while you were intoxicated. If not you, then a friend. If we're talking just alcohol, most of my stories aren't happy stories, but there was, there is one memorable one that was pretty funny. I, was really, really drunk, and, I went for a swim in Darling Harbour, and then afterwards I went to, Hungry Jack's, which is, like, Burger King, and the people working there had, like, these, like, really colourful hats on, like, it was part of the uniform, and I was like, your hats are so cool, I would work there just to wear one of the hats, you know, drunk and rambling about it. And then the manager came out and offered me a job. So that was pretty funny. But I do have a funny one that my friend did it, but I had to deal with it. So, you know, it happened to both of us. But, he was as gone as you can get from alcohol. Like, he was completely ruined. And he came into my room and passed out on the bed. And then after a bit, he sat up, threw up on the floor. He was still gone. He was like a zombie. And then he passed back out again. A while later, sitting on the bed as well, and there's this really horrible smell. And I was like, oh, he's farted again. He does that. It didn't go away. It just kept getting like worse, and I was like, "Oh no, he didn't." But checked, went around the other side, and he had pooped himself, like really, really, really badly. It was just like seeping through his jeans and everything. It was so bad. So I had to try and change him without him rolling over and like getting it all over the bed. I had to get his skinny jeans off and cut his boxes off and like clean him up and put, you know, fresh ones on him. And I just put all the stuff in like a bag and put it outside. Like, you can deal with that in the morning. So I woke up in the morning. Like, you pooped yourself last night. So bad. And then you saw the bag, you're just like, oh, that was so gross. That was so bad. I hope that counts as funny. Number 9. What type of legacy would you like to leave behind? None! I'ma be like Houdini and just phew. And number 10. What GWA artist, bracket thingy zaps, would you most like to grab a beer with in real life? All of you! Except, maybe not all at once, unless it was like a party kind of thing. And then I'd probably just be, you know, chilling outside, playing with my Hot Wheels or something. But still, it could be awesome. So, that's all. Thank you for listening. Bye!